Hey there, sports history fan. Arnie Chapman here from the Sports History Network. Now, before you jump into this episode, I wanted to share with you an exciting giveaway we have going on with Home Field Apparel. We have a digital $50 gift card to homefieldapparel.com for one lucky fan of the Sports History Network. All you got to do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways to sign up. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways.
Get ready for Gridiron History, because in this episode, we discuss a couple of great college all-star games that were played, the NFL play-in exhibition game in Canada as the Saints come marching into the NFL. We cover these and more coming up in a moment. This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we are podcasting from America's North Shore, bringing you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So in taking the snap from the sportshistorynetwork.com and handing off to pigskindispatch.com, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, and welcome to the Pigpen, your portal to positive football history, and to the Sports History Network, your headquarters of sports yesteryear, because we are here to present American football history on a day-to-day basis. And today's topic, it's August 2nd. So adjust your seats to the comfortable position, put those earbuds in, and let's listen to some great podcasting on football history. This day in American football history, the Big Red defense shines in a 36-7 victory. The Argos are held to minus 22 yards on the ground. Well, that's our newspapers.com football history headline of the day, and it comes from the St. Louis Dispatch on August 3rd, 1961's edition. The August 2nd, 1961 tilt of a rare NFL versus CFL preseason exhibition game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Toronto Argonauts took place in Toronto. Now, these are the league's two oldest teams. The Toronto Argonauts, they're the oldest sports organization in the North American continent, so they claim, but some people from Hamilton may disagree with that. And the Cardinals are the oldest continuous NFL franchise in the league. So these two teams met. Well, the game was played under Canadian rules, so you might think that the visitors from the NFL may have been at a disadvantage, not being used to the strategies of having but only three downs and more than one snap, pre-snap motion player going in and 12 players on the field. But it didn't seem to hamper them. The CFL season was in full swing, so the Boatmen took a break from league action play and has a mid-season exhibition game against one of the competition from the States. And the Cardinals, they were just in their first preseason contest of the year and looked very like a well-oiled machine, especially on defensive side. They only had 12 days of practice and one scrimmage thus far into that season. And St. Louis held the Argos runners to negative 22 yards, like the headline said. And the passing game wasn't much better. They only produced a modest 184 yards on 35 attempts to the Argonauts. The Cardinals opened up the scoring when DB Larry Wilson picked off an errant pass and ran it into the end zone. And even with the sore arm, Big Red quarterback Sam the Rifle Echeverry came in to relieve starter George Izzo and guided two quick touchdown drives, one on a 74-yard draw play run by running back Prentice Gout. Izzo, when he was in the game earlier, he threw a touchdown pass himself before taking a sideline post to rest himself for the year. August 2nd, 1963, the 30th Chicago Charities College All-Star Game had the College Stars defeating the champion Green Bay Packers 20-17. The MVP award, always given to the college player team, happened to be Ron Vander Kellen, the former quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. August 2nd, 1967, the New Orleans Saints played their first ever preseason game against the LA Rams at Anaheim Stadium. The exhibition was a competitive contest too, with the final score of Rams 16, Saints 7. August 2nd, 1968, the 35th Chicago Charities College All-Star Game had the Green Bay Packers taking a little bit of revenge from that earlier one, 5 years earlier, and topping the College All-Stars 34-17 at Soldier Field with 69,917 in attendance. The most valuable player always given to that college player team happened to be former Syracuse running back Larry Zonka, and that just paved the way for a great career in the NFL for him, and that's the first time he played against a professional competition, did well. But the College All-Stars came up a little short, 34-17. Now, let's take some time to listen to one of our sponsors today, Row One Brand. At the Sports History Network, we're all about sports yesteryear, and so we're so pleased to introduce you to Row One, an online memorabilia gallery and shop that brings your sports history to life anywhere. The Row One gallery includes over 5,200 gorgeously reproduced prints of team posters, game program covers, game tickets, advertisements, and more in baseball, pro and college football, pro and college basketball, and more. And any gallery item may be printed in a variety of sizes on wood, metal, canvas, acrylic, or poster paper. And in Row One shop, check out the thousands more of you unique items with a retro and historical designs dating back to 1876, including t-shirts, long sleeve shirts, phone cases, mugs, blankets, pillows, towels, and even shower curtains. Go to sportshistorynetwork.com, ROW number one, for access to the full Row One catalog and for gallery prints and gift items. Plus, get a 15% discount off all prints on the Row One Pictorum Gallery with coupon code SHN15. Follow the link on the show notes. Row One Brand products. Man, what a great deal. 15% off. Make sure you take advantage of that. Follow the links on our show notes and get some great gear to put on your wall. Now let's go to our Hall of Fame birthdays for this August 2nd. And we'll start off August 2nd, 1932. Lamar Hunt, Pro Football Hall of Fame owner of the Kansas City Chiefs, who helped the AFL merge into the NFL. Mr. Hunt was a principal founder of the AFL, the MLS, which is Major League Soccer, and the NASL, the North American Soccer League, as well as the World Championship Tennis Series. Lamar Hunt owned other teams in multiple sports besides the Chiefs. In honor of his great accomplishments, the Lamar Hunt Trophy is awarded each year to the winner of the American Football Conference Championship game, who represents the AFC in the Super Bowl. August 2nd, 1933, Matt Hazelton from the University of California was a linebacker that entered into the prestigious College Football Hall of Fame induction ceremonies of 1989. He extended his football prowess in the NFL by playing in the league for a combined 15 seasons with the San Francisco 49ers and the New York Giants. And with the Niners, Hazelton made 2 Pro Bowls and served as a team captain for 5 seasons. August 2nd, 1937, LSU former star halfback and 1959 Heisman winner Billy Cannon was born on this day. Mr. Cannon was enshrined in the College Football Hall of Fame in 2008. His punt return on October 31st, 1959, haunted the number 3 ranked Ole Miss Rebels and is considered by many to be one of the greatest plays in LSU football history. Billy Cannon also had a nice AFL and NFL career with the Houston Oilers, Oakland Raiders, and the Kansas City Chiefs. He was also drafted by the Los Angeles Rams, but the AFL Oilers owner Bud Adams won a court ruling to outbid the NFL's Rams for his rights. That's why he played the AFL. Now, so just some great people in football history, especially, you know, Mr. Lamar Hunt. What a bunch of great things he did for professional sports, and in particular, the Kansas City Chiefs and the AFL merger with the NFL really helped all those teams involved in that. And, you know, we're so glad to be able to present this to you. We're glad you joined us today. We hope that you'll look for us on the sportshistorynetwork.com with all of our partners over there. Have a lot of great podcasts on sports history, and pigskindispatch.com. If you want to email us, it's pigskindispatch@gmail.com. We'd love to hear what you have to say about the show. And we thank you for your support. We thank you for listening. We hope to hear back from you tomorrow. And until tomorrow, have a great gridiron day.
Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast.
We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. PigskinDispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history.
A special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Do you wish you knew more about the 100 seasons of the NFL? You're in luck because you found the Football History Dude podcast, where each episode is a journey back in time to learn about the rich history of the NFL. From the founding of the league in an auto showroom, all the way to what it is today, America's favorite sport and a behemoth of an industry. My name is Ernie Chapman. Football is my passion, and I want you to come along with me each week to explore the yesteryear of the gridiron. So hop on board my DeLorean, and let's get this baby up to 88 miles per hour.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.